Finding significance in the insignificance. Finding significance in the insignificance. This is something that I have really been working on these last couple of years. If you've been following me for years on this podcast, you know a little bit about my journey. But if you haven't, let me just give you a quick little update because I think that there's so many people that can relate to my story because I've shared this several times with a few people that I've met here in Tennessee. And I think that people really do struggle with this. And I think it's like a real thing. And so today's podcast, my hope for you is that you can find significance in the insignificant or what you think is insignificant. So I am a recovering achiever. I did not realize how much of my identity and my worth and my value was wrapped up into if I was successful or not. And you don't really, I don't know, for me personally, I didn't really see that it was a problem for me until I didn't have something that I wasn't achieving in. And losing that little bit of my identity, losing that little bit of my purpose. Like, well, then if I'm not achieving anything and I'm not successful in something that I'm pursuing, then I am not worthy. And that was something that I kind of like put in my head. And I didn't even know it was there until I wasn't building anything. So for those of you that have not followed me in my journey, I'll just share a little bit and then kind of dive into how this can help you. From the moment that I could literally get a job, I was working. So, by the time I was 16 years old, I was working and, I've loved working and I have loved achieving. So when I was, in high school, I was a varsity tennis player all 4 years. I was actually, one of my favorite scores is 18. I had 18 wins and 2 losses. It was bomb. I think that to this day at my high school, no one's beat that record. Now, I don't know 100%, but the last time I heard, and it's been 20 years since I graduated. So I think to this day, no one has beat my 18 wins and 2 losses. But it was something I was successful at. It was achieving, right? And so then I went straight into becoming a hairstylist and I wanted to be like the top hairstylist and, you know, bring in the most, you know, clients. And I did that and then went from that to building a direct sell business, being the top leader within 2 years. And then after I did that, it was like, okay, well, I achieved that. Now what do I want to do? And so that's when I built my fitness business with my husband. And we've built a course that you can still get to this day, which is called, the course is called Living Fit From Within. The website is muscleandmindset.com, muscle letter N, mindset.com. We built that and we built that after I had achieved winning a bikini competition show, which then led me to a world championship. And then after I did that, I jumped into another direct sell company for athletic leisure where within 6 months I became a founder of that company. So I've been achieving since I was very young. And when we moved here to Tennessee 2 years ago, it was like, okay, like I just really felt like I needed to just honestly take a break, breathe, heal from my insane surgery that nearly killed me. I just felt like God was like, I need you to like put a pause on life a little bit and be present. So it was a perfect transition because right after around that time that my surgery happened and I had that near-death experience, we moved here to Tennessee. So it was perfect transition in that regard. But it was a really hard move and it was the hardest and it has been one of the hardest. I was talking to one of my close girlfriends who lives in California and I was telling her on the phone yesterday, I said, moving here has been my hardest thing. And she's like, why? I'm like, because I'm not achieving anything. Like when I meet people here, it's the first time in my entire life that I'm like, yeah, I'm a mom. I'm a mom and I've been very successful in different businesses, but I'm not trying to build anything right now. I'm just present and I'm just having God use me wherever and with whomever and sharing my life lessons and stories along the way. But I'm not trying to actively build anything. And I said, and it's really hard because I am truly an like overcoming addict of achieving. So I share all that to say this, because in talking to my girlfriend, she also has been very successful in different things. And she was saying that there was times in her life that she wasn't achieving anything. And she was just a mom as well. She's like, I totally remember that feeling of those moments in my life where, yeah, I was just a mom. And it was like, wait, I'm not just a mom. And so I told her, I said, you know, something that I started doing these past couple of years, or I guess say almost 2 years since we moved here, is I found myself, you know, not feeling worthy, not feeling valued, because I wasn't achieving anything. And I had to really like dig deep into how does God see me? Like, cause God doesn't see me as if I'm not successful, if I'm not achieving something. Where does he find significance? And this is what hit me. It was, God finds significance in people. People are his like MO, right? Like people. And it doesn't matter if it's, you know, if I'm not speaking to 10,000 people, you know, on stage, doesn't mean I can't make a difference in one person. And in God's eyes, that's not saying that you're not successful. He is saying, hey, love people no matter what, even if it's just one person. So something that I started doing, and when I share this with my girlfriend, she's like, you need to share that because people need to hear that. So something that I have done these past couple of years to just kind of like set my heart and my mind in, hey, yeah, you may not be reaching thousands like you used to, but God can use you every single day, even if it's just one person, and you may not even know who they are. So every single morning, what I do is I put my hand over my heart and I'm like, God, use me today and use my smile to bless somebody, use my time to bless somebody, and use my money to bless somebody. And then every night I thank God that I was able to bless this person with my time, bless this person with my smile, and bless this person with my money. Now, I'm not saying I nail it every night. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I'm like, yep, done. I get it. I get it right every day. You know, there are times that my money never got used for somebody, or, you know, we went for a hike and there was nobody around except for my family. So all they got was a smile and my time. But I try to not just do my family. Like, I try to make that an everyday thing. But I really try to get outside of my family and just be a blessing to people around me. And there's been just really cool things that have happened this past, you know, almost 2 years that I've been doing it, because it's set my heart and my mind to do it, right? I've put it into motion. Like, hey, this is something that you need to do when you walk outside your home. Like, be active about it, like really think about it. And so, you know, when I smile at somebody and they smile back, I'm like, in my mind, I'll think like, I really hope that that blessed them today. You know, I really hope that that, like, you know, that someone smiled at them, didn't frown or just gave them eye contact. You know, people love to be seen and heard. That's the thing. People love to be seen and people love to be heard. And so just looking at someone in the eyes and smiling could have made their day, you know, because people don't do that, especially today's day. Like, people are always on their phones and waiting in line, and I'm never in the store, like, ever. I do a lot of Instacart, but every once in a while when I run an errand, like to the UPS store or something, and I'm standing in line, I make a point to not get on my phone. Like, I make a point to look at the person behind the desk, you know, that's, you know, ringing all of these people through, and try to make eye contact with them and try to look at them and smile. And then when it comes to my time, you know, it's just, if it's a conversation with a friend, or, you know, meeting someone at the gym, or, you know, going about my day and meeting somebody, I've had such random, I mean, I could tell you guys crazy stories, like from the gas station to, you know, dropping my kids off at jiu-jitsu and, you know, talking to a mom there. I mean, just random places, you know, just living your life. And sometimes that little conversation or the little deposit of just like a hello and I see you, right? It's just, it can really make someone's day. And then my money is, it's so fun. Like my money part is so fun. I've done where I'm not really a Starbucks. Like it's not a habit of mine every day. But every once in a while I'll just go to Starbucks, even though I don't want anything. I will literally go through the drive-thru and I will say, I've done this numerous times, by the way, like numerous times, because there's where my route is. Sometimes there's a Starbucks like on my route home or on my route to do something else. There's Starbucks always around me. And I'm sure where you live, there's Starbucks around you as well. So a lot of times, like, I don't have a habit of it, but I love blessing people with their coffee. It is so fun. So I will just go through the drive-thru and I'll say, I'm not ordering anything, but whatever that person is ordering, I want to pay for it. And so then what I do is I go through the drive-thru and I give the person my credit card and I pull up a little bit forward, and then the person like orders their drinks or whatever, right? And then like the next window, they have to pay for it, like at the next window. But the person has my card, right? So I just kind of put my, you know, I pull up a little bit in front, and the person will say, you know, the cashier will be like, yeah, you know, your drink or your food or whatever is covered. And they're kind of like so confused, like, what? You know, and then like there's a gal in front of you, she's buying your drinks or whatever. So then I will get out of my car, right? And I'll go get my credit card. And they're like, you bought my drink? Like, are you serious? And I've had it a couple of times where it's like, okay, well, if you're doing that, I'm doing that for the next person. And that has been so fun. It like starts this little trend. I don't know how long it goes for. Maybe just to that next person. But how cool is that? That you could at least just like be starting one ounce of a trend for like a hot minute to like help somebody else just be blessed in another way. And it blesses you. Like it makes you feel so good. And it's only like $5, right? Like $5, $6, $10. And it just totally makes that person's day. And it is so much fun. Another thing I did this around the holidays. I went into this, we have a place that has cookies and they're called Crumble Cookies. If you have a Crumble Cookie, I think it's a franchise. I'm pretty sure they're everywhere. The cookies are freaking unreal. So I bought those cookies and I took them into the UPS store because I go there quite frequently, like once a week with my Amazon returns. And Christmas time is just like, they're like Santa's elves and they're just working overtime. So I bought them cookies and I brought them in and I said, these are for you. Thank you for being Santa's elves, you know, this holiday season. So they were like, thank you so much, you know, and all that. So a couple weeks after that, I come in and the gal, she remembered me and she's like, you're the cookie girl. I'm like, I guess I'm now the cookie girl. She goes, I can't even tell you like what that did for us that day. She's like, that day we were so slammed. Like it was just, she's like, I think when I went in, it was the week before Christmas. I can't remember, but I know it was close to Christmas time. And they were just like super, I mean, there were boxes like crazy, you know, and they were just like, thank you so much. Like you have no idea like how much that meant. And they're like, but she's like, what I wanted to tell you is, you know, through the hustle and the bustle of the holidays, sometimes we working in the UPS store, we can lose a little bit of like our joyful spirit around the holiday season and actually forget what this season is all about. And you bringing in the cookies was exactly what we needed to be reminded of what the season is all about. And it totally shifted everybody's heart and spirit that day when you did that, because it kind of reminded us of like truly what this season is about. And I'm like, I love that. And so I share all this not to be like, I'm so awesome. I share all this to help you that this is not, I'm not like changing 10,000 women's lives like I used to. I'm not like on stage like I used to and speaking and all these things, right? But I'm finding significance in the insignificance, and I'm realizing just how significant one person is to God. And I think that has been the biggest difference in my heart is it used to be like, I've got to lead thousands, you know? And when I was a hairstylist, it was like, I had a whole clientele of people that I was, you know, working with and helping and all of that. And so I had like, there was always just like multiple people that I was helping and not really focusing on like just that one person for the day. And it just, I'm reminded of that scripture, like God left, you know, or it talks about like the sheep and how he would leave the 99 sheep for that one, just for that one sheep that's lost. And that's how we should live our lives, is like, let's find significance in the fact that every single person is significant to God, every single person. And he doesn't look at us in groups. He looks at us individually. So what it's done for me is it's really helped me see people individually, like as one person, not like a huge group that I'm leading and a huge group that I'm speaking to, but truly like looking at that one person and like, how can I just make a difference in this one person's life today? And it completely shifted my perspective, and it helped me to not be so focused on, I've got to be successful to have value and purpose. It's going to sleep at night and laying my hand over my heart and being like, thank you, God, that I was able to bring a smile to this person's face, that my time was used to, you know, be a deposit of something important or special into that person's life today, and that my money was able to use to be a blessing for this person. And I may not be uber successful in building something crazy massive like I used to, but thank you, God, for helping me see one person today and finding significant in what I thought was insignificant. So I hope that helps you today. I hope it helps you kind of shift your perspective, especially for those of you that are those achievers, and maybe you are that stay-at-home mom now. You know, you've been working and you've been running charges and doing all these, you know, leading the pack, and now you are like a stay-at-home mom, or maybe you are just taking a sabbatical. You're just taking a season where you aren't working and you aren't trying to achieve anything. You're just being. Enjoy it. I would say first, like, enjoy it. I wish that someone would have like slapped me across the face and been like, enjoy it. Because there were so many days and months that I wasted not enjoying just being, because I was so used to achieving. And the other thing I would just really encourage you, like, to, with this message today, is finding significance in just being a light and a blessing to just one person. And seeing how much that will impact your life of just seeing people and being a blessing to people and not having to have any agenda or needing to be seen and for you to be heard, but for you to just be a light to other people. And I just really hope that that encouraged you today. Have a blessed day.